Well, it's summertime. Did you go on a diet to get your beach body back? Diets are no fun. What about if you are told you have to diet? That would be even less fun. We're going to talk about diet and dying and all of that right here, right now. Stay tuned on the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and I hope your summer is going well. And it has been a hot one lately, if you're in Maine at least, and I think in a lot of the country. And of course, we are recording this for the week that in the middle of July. And so if you're listening to it on the radio, or if you're keeping up with our podcast, then it's been pretty warm, and it's supposed to be another hot one for a while. Now, so we love to go to the beach, but then when we go to the beach, of course, sometimes we're not wearing as many clothes as we are in December and January when we've got 12 layers on and the parka and all that. And so then we get a little self-conscious, at least many of us do, because maybe we have a few more rolls than we want. And so we, okay, I gotta diet, I gotta exercise, I gotta get my body into something that I'm not so ashamed of showing. You know, for me, I just go with it, and it is tough. I went swimming, and then I went to try to get out of the water, and several children and other beachgoers kept pushing me back in. They thought I was beaching myself, and I had to convince them it was okay to let me come to shore, but just kidding. But yeah, we might feel like, okay, we got to cut back, but if you're anything like me, I don't like to cut back because I like food. And so the whole diet thing has never been my strong suit, never been something that I've been particularly good at. I've tried food plans before, and I do well for a little bit. And then that little bit doesn't last very long before I'm back to the food I really like and the stuff that tastes good. You know, if they could make the really healthy stuff taste like the really unhealthy stuff, man, we would all be doing great. But that's not how it works. And so I don't know if you've ever had to deal with that. And I know that they've made some strides. And somebody gave me some chicken wings once that weren't made out of chicken. They were made out of, I don't know, something that had been, you know, watered and green at one point, I guess. It was, I don't know if it was soy, or I don't know if it was a dandelion. I don't know. But it said chicken wings, and it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. They didn't have bones on them, obviously, because most plants don't. But anyway, so, but what about when it becomes a matter of life or death? So, you might hit the point where you go to the doctor and they say you need to change your diet. Maybe you have an incident. Maybe you have a heart attack or something goes wrong, and so you're forced to get medical attention, and the doctor tells you you have to make some radical changes. Maybe you need to lose weight. You need to get your cholesterol down. You need to limit your salt intake, your sugar intake. You know, you're pre-diabetic, or you've developed type 2 diabetes or something, and now you've got to change the amount of sugar, salt, or whatever in your diet. And that's tough, because it was tough enough when you're just doing it so you could look better. But now it's a matter of life or death. And so now you have to. Except that here's the tricky part. You don't have to. You could actually just keep eating and risk death and probably achieve it at some point. Maybe sooner than if you dieted. And From what I've read, and I've not made a first-hand study of this, but from what I've read, when faced with that decision of radically change your lifestyle and diet or die sooner, more than half. In fact, what I saw was the statistic, I don't remember the exact number, but it was considerably more than half, chose to not change because we don't like to change. But it's not that, well, I just don't want to change. It's I don't like what the change is because I like to eat what I eat. And I like to do what I do and I like how it feels. And so why would I change? And so that gets to kind of what I really wanted to cover in our podcast today, in our show today, is to talk about freedom. And then relate it to how we oftentimes view coming to God in Christianity. Because a lot of times we can come to God and come to Christianity and see it as a big list of rules that you can't do. And so we begin to see it of, I like my freedom too much to agree to go along with all these restrictions of what, you know, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. And the you know, especially those conservative Christians, you know, they all don't let y'all do all kinds of fun stuff. And so you have a choice between being free to have a good time or being religious and doing the Christian thing. And man, we so often see it that way. And sometimes, you know, kind of fairly so, because that's how the whole God thing has been presented to us, as a big list of do's and don'ts. But I was thinking about it in terms of what we've already been talking about as far as the whole diet goes and freedom. Because it's not as simple as either you can do the fun stuff or you can't. There are different ways to define freedom, and oftentimes we tend to define freedom in terms of I can do whatever I want, I can act without restraint. And so any kind of restraint is an inhibition on freedom, and I don't want to be inhibited, I want to be free, and so to be free of inhibition is to truly be free. And yet, forget religion, forget the Bible, that's just not true, generally speaking. That's not even how our society works, even in this day and age. If you don't observe some restrictions or restraints, then you are very unlikely to remain free for various reasons. If I don't observe certain restraints as far as like driving, well, I could, you know, break the rules and, you know, criminally drive, and I could lose my license, and I could get jailed, in which case I wouldn't be free. But even apart from that, I could, if I don't observe the speed limits, I don't observe the rules of the road, I could also end up dead, which is, you know, you don't do much driving after that. You've restricted your freedom. I could end up in an accident that takes away my freedom because I'm now physically impaired, or takes someone I love away from me because they were killed in the accident. I could really mess up my life. And the same with many other things. You know, if I am unrestrained in my relationships, and if I'm committed to my wife and I say, hey, I'm going to just go and love whoever I want, well, then I might no longer be free to have this awesome relationship with my wife, because she could leave me. And no matter what frame of reference you have, if you do whatever you want all the time without restraint, you will reduce your freedom. And that's again, that's totally outside of any construction of God and religion or anything like that. And so then, because that is really how it works, now let's go to food. What we started talking about, diet. My preferred diet will probably cause me to have a heart attack, have a stroke, become much more poor in health, cognitive decline. And how free am I then? Because if I poison my body and erode my health, pretty soon maybe I'm not able to do the things that I wanted to do. And so I have taken away my own freedom by being free. And that's, you know, that's not some punishment from God or anything. That's just, and yet if I go on that diet, if I restrict myself, I'm actually giving myself more freedom. I've been working this summer on adding exercise, which it takes time and it's hard. And yet, as I have exercised and I've tried to cut back on certain foods, I find I have more energy and I can do more and I feel better. I actually have more freedom. The restrictions give me more freedom. And when you get into the Bible, that's exactly what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that God came and that God gives us basically the optimal operating conditions. And boy, we hate it because we're like, but I want to do the fun stuff. I want to eat potato chips every day. And God's like, well, it's not that I decided that you can't have potato chips because I don't want you to have fun. I want you to have more life than your choices would give you. And we don't always like that. And there are things that God says we have to swear off of that we say, but I don't see the need for that because we don't get it. And yet God said, listen, I came, and Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it fully. And yet so often we don't like it. It's just like our doctor saying, you got to change your diet. And we're like, I don't want to. And the Bible even says that that's going to be how it is. Jesus said, you know, a lot of people are going to reject this life. Because just like our patients that are told that now you have to change your lifestyle or die, a lot of people say, yeah, I'll just take the death. I'm unwilling to restrict myself, even though it means that I would have something better. Because I'd rather just do what I do. And just like people do that in their physical life, a lot of people do that in their spiritual life. They say, you know what, I'm too attached to this thing. It's too important to me to give up. And so even though God offers me a better life, I'm just not convinced it's better. I want to stick with what I'm doing. I like it. And God's like, okay, that's not a good choice. But he allows us to do it. He doesn't force our hand. But I think a lot of us, just like when you're suddenly in the hospital with that last heart attack and they say, yeah, you're going to die. We can't save you. And then we say, well, man, doc, you're supposed to be able to save me. Well, I warned you. And many are going to come to God on the day and say, but, oh, God, no, wait, no. And he said, yeah, I warned you. And you chose differently. It's not my fault. So think about that today. And if you're on a beach diet, think about, well, spiritually, are you looking for greater freedom or do whatever you want? And just contemplate that today.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church. We would love to have you join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. for a service of music, celebration, and teaching. To listen to this show, other shows, messages, get announcements and updates, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or visit our Facebook page. Thank you for listening. We remind you to seek truth. This has been Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.